Bible said the just shall live by faith. Amen. I'm glad that I'm living by faith. Glad we all are. Desire your prayers. The Lord has laid on my heart just a little thought. I appreciate the good songs about the love of God. And faith worked by love. I thought about this morning in our Sunday school lesson, there are so many important and vital things discussed. It seemed like from then on to now, there's been thoughts coming to my mind about the power of God's love. Now, even when we was in sin, I believe it was brought out this morning, God loved us a lot.
Amen.
You know, he loved us a lot, and he still loves us. And I'm glad for that. I want to read a scripture in Matthew 11:28, but few things I'd like to mention before we read that. You know, when God so loved us that he sent Jesus, his only begotten Son, to go through what he did, that was a great price. And that is not something that we can merit. That is not something that we can reward God for to the extent that we'd be justified in our own sayings or doing, but I think of what it means to God to honor Jesus. I think what it means to him for us to receive that love. Jesus in Matthew 11:28, he said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." So take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest to your soul. I thought about the rest that the Lord desired to give us through Jesus. You know, they spoke of a rest in the Old Testament scripture. The land of Canaan was a type of the rest, of the spiritual rest that God ordained and provided for his people. And I was thinking about how, what a challenge it is for us to come to Jesus. And I don't mean just necessarily come forsaking our sins. That's appropriate. That comes a time for that. But I mean in seeking Christ for our needs, and that he might be glorified in our lives, and that he might actually give us that rest. I appreciate what Brother Bob said about the thought of people getting away, you know, endeavoring to find rest. But this was Jesus' own word. He said, "Come unto me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest in your soul." Now, if we're not resting, if we're just in a turmoil about many things and cures and things that we can't change, and if we're perplexed and all of these things that's happening and will happen to us and to others around us, we just need to come closer to God.
Amen.
We don't need to feel like, well, God doesn't have a solution. But dear one, Jesus, he's paid a great price. I want to read another scripture over here in the 12th chapter of St. John. It's sort of reflecting some about the cost of the gift of God's Son and his consecration in attaining this rest for us. Might begin reading at the 24th verse. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Isn't this some real challenges for us?
Amen.
You know, dear ones, God is faithful. He is faithful as promised. All the promises of God, the Bible said, are yea and amen to them that believe. But again, about the thought of faith. It means something to believe. I want to say just recently, and pertaining to a little incident in my own life, that our belief in believing the gospel and being affected by it is not necessarily something that we can see or reward ourselves for, but it's waiting on the Lord and believing in Him. You know, that's something that as human beings, we like to think of something ought to happen if we need it right away. But the Lord has things for us that's better and more rewarding for our spiritual lives than we can ask for sometimes. We don't have the divine wisdom to ask of just everything that we need, like the Bible speaks about our father dealing with his own son, said if he asked a fish, will he give him a serpent? If he asked bread, will he give him a stone? Well, no. But anything that we ask according to God's will, he'll give it. And if we're asking something that we don't need, he may not give it, but he still hears our prayers. Notice just a little more. So if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. I thought about Jesus here and what a place he was facing. Thought about he was aware of the things that was befalling him. Isaiah the prophet in the 53rd chapter spoke about the suffering of Jesus and when this would happen. And Jesus was coming down to that time. And again, thinking of the songs that we sing about the love, because he died, we live. Dear ones, we need to put a lot of value on the fact that he willingly died that we might live. I was thinking, Brother Bob mentioned in sometime in prayer request tonight about eternity. You know, that word is just found one time in the Bible, the word eternity. In that place where it said that God who inhabited eternity. But down following where we're reading now, you're going to see where that Jesus is coming in fulfillment of bringing to light immortality and life through the gospel, that the judgment of this world would come right now. In other words, let's just read on a little sentence. It said, now is my soul troubled, what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered, and others said an angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sake. Notice what it says here. Now is the judgment of this world. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. Now, I thought about when he said, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. And the prophets and those that spake of Jesus coming put a lot of emphasis on that crucifixion. Put a lot of emphasis on his resurrection. But it also prophesied, and generally speaking throughout the scripture, it referred to him coming once in the end of the world to put away sin, to bring the light, immortality, and life through the gospel. And dear ones, I was thinking, one old song said, what more can he say than to you he has said?
Yes,
to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled. I wanted to just bring out a few thoughts and a little more. I'm not going to have a lot to say, but along the line of love. Now, if Christ loved us and God loved us that much, it behooves us to seek God for more of his love, that we might not only just love them that love us, but that we might love our enemies, that we might pray for them that despise us, that we might promote the cause of Christ, that we might actually be examples of that love. You know, we like to say maybe, and maybe we can say we love the Lord with all of our heart, but our love for God is not going to go any deeper than it does for human beings, you know. We're not going to love God if we don't love our brethren, if we don't love them that's in the world. And I was thinking how that the love of God is really the reward when the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. That's a reward of our faith that God wants us to receive. And in doing that, we can have that rest. You know, there's no fear in love, the Bible says. The perfect love casts out fear. We look around sometimes at the things that are happening around us, and we're not prayerful and careful, we become trouble. But you know, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe God, believe in God, believe also in me. And so I want to believe Jesus. I want to believe God, and I do believe in Jesus. I was thinking about his church and what it means to have an appreciation for one another, how the Lord so desired that we be knit together in love, that his spirit and his presence can be felt and appreciated through our lives collectively and even individually to a point. But I'm thinking about the reward or the result, I guess is a better way of saying it, of love for one another. You know, the Bible said, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples, you have love one to another. I don't believe there's anything, and I know that we have lots of duties to do, but I don't believe there's anything that can further the cause of the gospel any more than this true love shown to one another and to the world and to all that we come in contact with. My desire is to have more of his love in my heart, and I want to emphasize this before I close in saying this, that scripture that Jesus said, come unto me all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's so, dear ones. I believe that just as much as anything. I believe if we're restless and irritable and we're not pleased with ourselves and we're not pleased with nothing else that's going on, God is not the author of confusion. God will give us rest. That don't mean we won't suffer. That don't mean that we won't have trials. Peter said, think it not strange concern the fire trial, as though some strange thing happened to you. But it does mean that it can be rest. Appreciate that song where it says, I care not today, but tomorrow may bring, whether sun shatters or sunshine or rain. Said, for the Lord I know ruleth all everything. So we can take rest and knowing that, and if we keep the love of God in our heart and walk in love, we can count on that and we can depend on it. I ask your prayers. I want to be more loving, I want to be forgiving. There are lots of things that I like to grow in, and grace and the knowledge of the Lord, but one thing especially, I want to grow more in divine love, because I know that divine love won't ever fail us. Pray for me.